What were you doing there then?
I first of all, I just went there to get to know people and to serve in any way that I could. So one of the places that they put me was in the clinic, but I was just sitting there rolling cotton balls. That was my job. And they would go and pick cotton, and they would put it in a pile beside me, and I would roll cotton balls that they then used as they treated each other. And that's what I did day after day. And I got to know several people there really well. There was a young guy, 18 years old, that worked with this older man, and they would thread all of the needles for the looms. And so I sat down with them, and we would talk and laugh. And the older guy had really bad gas, and so when he would, you know, we're in this tight little room, and we would just crack up, you know, as every time he would let loose, you know. And it was so wild, because these weren't things that I imagined you would do with lepers in Calcutta, you know.
Right.
And yet they were such real people. And it was, again, there, too, that I feel like the gospel really came to life for me, because I saw these things that Jesus said, where he says, you will do the same things that I have been doing, and even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father, and I'm leaving you the Spirit. And I saw that, and I'm like, yeah, but what does that mean? You know, where are the Christians that actually raise people from the dead? You know, what the heck does that mean? But it was there that I didn't feel like I healed any lepers, but I touched lepers. And I think what's just as miraculous as the fact that Jesus healed lepers was that he touched them. Hmm. And maybe if we had more Christians that were doing those same things that Jesus did, the world would start to look a lot differently. You know, we may not walk on water, but if we can walk the earth for peace, you know, that's a miracle. If we may not turn water into wine, though, you know, some people may try. But, you know, if we can actually help the 1.2 billion people that need water get it, then that's a miracle, you know. So I had new eyes to see that.
Hmm.